start with you, Hazel. Obviously, with the fact that this is based on your own workplace experience, I'd love to know how much of a cathartic experience this has been, writing it and now making it, and knowing that it'll be at Sundance, and just the positive gain from, as you say in your director's statement, you wanted to make something that would be a part of a conversation. Can you elaborate on the importance of that conversation and how you got to put this out in the public for us?
Yeah, for sure. So it's like, it's very based on my own experience of reporting harassment in the workplace. Actually, much of the dialogue is pulled from a recording that I have of a similar meeting. And it's the first film that I've made, and I really felt like I had to, sort of exercise it from my own creative imagination so I could go on to work on other films. But I also wanted it to be like a positive way to end what was a pretty dark and not so fun experience for me. So definitely making the film and then having it have this like amazing life has been super rewarding, and just feeling like it's resonating with people, and having people of all genders reach out to me and say that it resonates with them has been amazing.
I really love the fact that you chose to shoot it with a lot of close-ups, but also your particular choice in aspect ratio. Can you talk about getting with your DP, Allison, about creating the atmosphere? And one of the scenes I really was blown away with is the fact that you open with them going into a smaller, more confined place rather than maybe just starting in that room. It helped heighten that claustrophobic feel that you get throughout the film. Can you talk about creating that mood? I thought it was brilliantly done.
Thank you. Yeah, Allison she's amazing. We've worked together on a few projects now, and that was the main thing. We wanted it to feel claustrophobic and cold and austere. So the aspect ratio did that. It confined us, and going into this like glass box kind of confined us, and with the tones as well. We just wanted to have it be like clinical in the way that that the men kind of approach this situation, was very clinical and very matter of fact, and we wanted the visual language of the film to emphasize and also like mirror that back.
Very cool. And so I'd love to know, so much of this movie is based on you just giving feedback through facial expressions, through your emotions, just on what you are showcasing there. How much fun did you have in that it was something that was so rich without having necessarily a lot of dialogue, and how did you approach that?
Yeah, so I think it is very rewarding to be able to tap into, as an actor, like the farther you can tap into the authentic feelings of somebody is very rewarding and fun. Were they fun emotions to feel? Not really, but I think it was especially exciting because I felt super connected to the message and to Hazel's character that she created. And that meant, using my own experiences personally, using, the universal experience of women and women or those who have experienced this kind of situation, and letting that inform the character, and then loading up all of the different intricacies of that particular situation onto the character. Again, we were really trying to come from a super genuine, authentic place, and because this is so rooted in Hazel's own experience, and we have those tapes, and we have those those memories to mine from, it was really seamless to be able to explore what that character was actually going through in that moment, and then, you know, putting it within the context of that legal meeting was gave it an added level of like difficulty and intricacy that was also really interesting for me as an actor to explore. You know, while you want to be emotional and you want to say this is wrong and you want to react to these people, you know, why can't Emma do that? Because she needs to get, you know, what she needs from this meeting. She wants to keep her job. She has things at risk. She, you know, doesn't want to have to re-experience these things. And so building all of those different social complexities and memories on top of each other was something we really focused on for this character, and something that ended up being very gratifying as an actor.
This question can be for either of you. I was really blown away by the fact that the short utilizes a phone call to the mother and about the hiding of what has just happened. Hazel, can you talk maybe about writing that particular exchange and the importance of that difficult choice of hiding from the ones that you love, the difficulty of what's occurred? I mean, I was really blown away by that scene.
Yeah, well, I think for me it was twofold. It's the one, the hiding of, and sort of protecting, like she's protecting her mother from the truth, but also through lying to her mother, you see her lying to herself and sort of giving herself the space and the ability to then go back into that office by sort of willfully disregarding what actually happened and sort of rewriting in a way like that experience so she can go back to the office. And yeah, it was something Angela and I, we like worked on the dialogue together in that, and making it feel like, I know Angela definitely felt, had a personal connection to that kind of, to that moment. So, so yeah, we figured out how to make it feel like she's, like there's a lot going on underneath the surface that she's not telling herself, and she's not going to tell her mother.
Angela, I know.
Yeah, I think it was especially. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, please. Yeah.
I was just going to say that I think it's especially poignant because, you know, from day one, your mother is your protector, and you know, she's the first woman that you look up to. She's the first example of a woman that you have. And, you know, I think in this situation, especially with harassment, abuse, it can feel like you have, you know, lost, like society has gotten the best of you in that situation, that you have, like, you know, you haven't lived up to what that heroic figure needs to hear, because she cares about you and she loves you and she only wants you to be safe. And I think it was an especially poignant moment because you don't want to let that person down and you want them to feel that you're safe. But again, it was also very interesting because it is a reflection of her that, you know, despite these horrible things happening to her, that she can muster up the courage for those that she cares about most and herself, that she can carry on, you know, in the face of all of these things, that she can get that courage back.
Hazel, I'd love to touch back upon something you said, that, you know, in this process, you went to film school, you changed your trajectory. What does it mean now that you have your film at Sundance, that you're you know, finishing up your program there? I mean, this is a really wonderful story to hear for a filmmaker.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It definitely definitely this experience pushed me away from the company that I was working at and towards film school. And then to have the film, I made it in my first year, and now I'm nearing the end of the program. It's definitely sort of like bookended my film school experience in a way that I think there's something that, like, it all comes full circle, and it's really, I'm really proud of how the film has turned out, and that it's resonated with so many people, and also that I felt like I could never really explain to anyone how it felt to be in that situation, but the film does that. Like, and when I watched the first cut and saw how Angela had portrayed Emma and, like, all those feelings, like, I knew that people watching it would be able to feel what I felt in a way that I could never, ever verbalize on my own. And so it sort of solidified that making movies is what I wanted. What's what I want to do. I don't know. It's the best way I can communicate, I guess.
Very nice. Well, to both of you, I'd love to ask, finally, you know, what's in the next step for you both, and you know, I know Hazel, you're finishing up the program at Columbia. Can you share maybe what your thesis is about, or and then Angela, if you've got any roles coming up that you're excited for?
Yeah, my thesis hopefully will shoot in July, COVID allowing, but it's about a couple with a gender there. He's much older than she is, and she brings him home to meet her family for the first time, and her sister kind of challenges them to play back in, and him being so off, out of place in her family and not knowing how to play the game sort of reveals that their relationship is not maybe as sure as it was, and when he figures out that she let him win, it's silently, wordlessly sort of finished. So hopefully I'll be making that film in July. And then I'm also working on a feature endlessly and always. So.
I'm just looking forward to this pilot season, constantly auditioning. I just got finished with ABC's talent showcase incubator, so I've made a lot of great connections that I'm looking forward to pushing through pilot season. I have a film coming out soon with my good friend Kayla Arendt, who directed the film Leaving Yellowstone, which should be coming out soon. And I'm working on my writing as well. I have a series that I wrote called Minor Legends that I was incubating through Independent Filmmaker Projects IFP Week, which is really exciting. So, yeah, just trying to push out some new exciting work in 2021.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on making it into Sundance. I can't wait to see the reaction, and it was a really profound thing watching the film, and I know it must have been great for you guys to make it, so thanks for doing it, and have a good time. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.